I guess we'll start with kind of the obvious. What have you seen out of the Patriots' defense on tape?
Well, I mean, obviously they're very disciplined defense. They're in the right spots. You know, with Tlaib, an addition outside at the corner definitely helps them out. You know, I think it's still a man coverage team. Guys up front, the front four, they're, you know, they're stout and pressure guys, and we're going to have to handle them and be on time as a passing offense.
Jed, you have some familiarity against this defense, obviously, from your Miami days. How different does it look from the last defense that you recall during your time with the Dolphins?
Well, I mean, it looks similar. I mean, obviously, there's new guys in new spots, but for the most part, you know, they kind of switched over to a 4-3 from last year, same thing, and have been switching up a little bit on the defensive front, you know, moving around a little bit. But overall, it's a lot of the same scheme. I think the pressure's down a little bit, but always got to be aware of pressure with Belichick because in the past he's brought a lot of pressure against me.
Chad, for some reason, you have three overtime games on the road. You won at Indy, but at home, it's five double-digit losses. What's been the difference between playing on the road and at home?
I mean, I don't think there's any ingredient why it's been like that. You know, obviously, we need to play better at home. But, you know, there's really nothing that we just kind of hurt ourselves. A lot of times we're in the games, and, you know, whether it be penalties or not converting on third downs, we hurt ourselves and give the opponent an opportunity.
What's the motivation right now? What's the motivation level for the team at right now? I mean, at 2-12 with two games left in the season.
I mean, this group's been very resilient all year. I really think our guys are going to be in it to win it till the end, and we're going to play hard each and every game. Obviously, we've got a great opponent coming in, so we could prove to the National Football League and show a lot of respect, you know, if we could come out and win this game. So I think the guys are up for it, and we're really looking forward to this test.
You mentioned Tlaib earlier. What type of impact has he had on this Patriots defense that you've seen?
Well, I think he's done a great job. He's been traveling a lot with the number one receiver in each game, but you know he's making plays. He's had a couple picks. I think he returned one in Indianapolis. Thought he played pretty well last week, and you know I think overall the defense is revolved around man coverage and winning those one-on-one matchups. So Tlaib adds that attribute to them.
What would the return of Maurice Jones-Drew mean to the offense for you?
Obviously, you know, it would be a plus. But our guys that stepped in, Montel and Murphy, I think have done a really good job stepping in. But, you know, obviously you can't replace a Pro Bowl guy like that. But, you know, we have a lot of injuries that have gone on this season. But guys have stepped up and done a great job for us.
Chad, we saw where the coach spent a day in the hospital last week. Has that had any impact on the team at all?
No, not at all. I mean, it was just one day on the Monday, and he was right back into work on Tuesday, so we got to see him and didn't really affect us.
Paul Posluszny, I know you obviously played against him when he was in Buffalo, and now he's a teammate of yours. It seems to me just like he's kind of a pro's pro type of guy, and can you just speak about him?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys that obviously takes care of his body, studies the film, wants to get better each and every day, practices well, and I think last week he had 19 tackles, which is pretty impressive in the National Football League, and he just has a knack for finding the ball and being around the ball.
Again, I mean, it seems like offensively you have some pieces at receiver and tight end, and can you just kind of address those areas for us?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've improved in the last couple of weeks at receiver with Justin Blackman stepping up in a bunch of games, and Cecil's kind of been that guy all around. Mercedes Lewis, I think the more you get him involved, the better our offense is kind of creating more plays. So we try to get all three of those guys the ball and spread them around. But the most important thing about the passing game is that we have to run the ball. And if we lack running the ball, it's tough to just go out there every down and throw it.
Chad, what have you tried to bring to the team since you've, I guess it's been 4 or 5 weeks now you've been starting, and just kind of what have you tried to bring?
Just leadership. I think, you know, offensively I saw earlier in this year and throughout the year they needed leadership and somebody to look towards to, and been trying to do the best I can, prep them on film work and kind of explaining to him what I see on film, and you know, relaying why we're running the plays that we're running against each coverage, and just helping him out as much as I can, and just kind of a new energy and enthusiasm with the guys, because I'm kind of one of the people that don't get down and always are up and just play one play at a time.
Chad, it was announced yesterday that I guess the stadium's going to have a couple of extra sections without tarps this weekend because of a high ticket demand, which might be a suggestion that there's more intrigue in this game than others. As a player, is there any more motivation or anything of that nature in playing the Patriots, one of the top teams in the AFC?
Well, I mean, obviously New England travels well, so I'm sure a bunch of their fans will be down here for the holiday. But, you know, for us in Jacksonville, we just want to give our fans a win at home, make them feel good over the holidays, and they come out each and every game. I mean, it's not a sold-out crowd, but we got a lot of people in the stands that still believe in us, and we just want to give back to them as much as we can.
Thank you, Chad.
All right, thanks.
Good luck this weekend.